pretty good drinking beer.
Live on location, it's the show that has no standards, no sponsors, and a less than stellar cast. It's guys drinking beer.
Beer is good for you.
With appearances by Captain Kushal.
Got a little captain in you.
Jew Bear.
He's a Jew. It's Jew.
Phallus.
Name a part of your body that's bigger than it was when you were 16.
Your penis.
Lester.
First things first. Where's your shit at? I've got a turtle head poking out.
And now, a man whose blood alcohol level resembles Derek Jeter's batting average, the host of Guys Drinking Beer, Nate Dogg.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into episode number 6 of Guys Drinking Beer, another one live on location in the Phallus Garage in Columbus, Ohio. And we have got a very special program for you tonight because we have quite a few people here who have never been on the show. But let me go around the room and introduce the panel tonight. To my left in the hot seat tonight, ladies and gentlemen, breaking the record for a number of appearances on Guys Drinking Beer, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear for Captain Kushal.
That's right. Don't fuck with me, miserable bastard. I got you by one. Buddy.
Yes, sitting to the left of Captain Kushal, please make a Guys Drinking Beer welcome for Jew Bear.
Attaboy, Jew Bear.
Hey, Jew Bear. Welcome.
I would just like to
coin.
I would just like to point out that Jew Bear is complete with yarmulke tonight. That is impressive. Keeping going around the room, we have the guy that's hosting us tonight, Phallus.
Phallus.
It's like a callus.
I would say welcome, Phallus, but you're home.
Sometimes.
This is my home.
Thank you for letting us use your facility tonight, Phallus.
Yes, ma'am.
And finally, rounding out the forum tonight, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Lester.
Lester. Thank you.
I may call you Lester Crowley at some point. I don't know why. It just seems like I like Lester Crowley.
It's great to be here, everyone.
Yeah, so it's already off to a kicking start. We've been pretty much drinking all day collectively. Well, a few of us have anyway.
As many as you can put down.
That was awesome.
That sounded like a sloppy fart.
It really did.
It didn't even sound right.
Peanut butter butt Maybe. Paranoia.
All right, so what we're talking about tonight, because you guys know how this works by now, we pick a topic, we talk a little bit, we drink a little beer. That's how it works. Tonight we're going to talk about the state of Ohio.
Yeah, wait, no.
And more specifically, why it fucking sucks.
Why is it good?
And most of the people here know how to spell it, so we don't have to have two people spell it. So that's even better, I think.
I know where you're going with that. I got you.
We are in Ohio,
I got
right?
you. Yeah, Ohio. We did, a couple of us, we did tailgate today at the OSU game. And there aren't too many things I hate about living in this state, but I'll start it off. One of the things I hate about living in this state is that fucking college. I hate Ohio State.
Well,
I don't care.
Yep,
I'll
I was going
right
to say that
there.
Would be the first thing to absolutely hate. Would be Ohio State. You hate Ohio State. That's what you do.
You don't necessarily have to. I don't think.
That's the first thing. You just have to hate Ohio State.
Is there anybody
what about
in this
the second thing?
Is there anybody in this room that does not hate Ohio State?
I don't know that I hate it.
I know the
but
captain.
I do hate it once a year.
Because Lester's
why
a Michigan fan.
Oh.
Yeah. So
Michigan? Why Michigan?
I'm from nearby there, so it's closer to go to Ann Arbor. It was only
Ohio's
an hour and 15 minutes away and 3 hours to Columbus.
Listen to him throwing out the Ohio's where you grew up card over here.
Wait a minute. There's two people in this whole room or garage or whatever the fuck we're at. But
A Phallus garage.
We're a Phallus.
Phallus garage.
Studio.
We were born in a hospital in Michigan that doesn't even exist anymore.
What happened to it?
Is that bad?
Dude, you were from there?
It's a
I wasn't born
center.
In Michigan. I don't know what. Who
yeah.
are you talking about?
There's
you
at
and
least
Lester?
Two of us.
The captain and Lester?
Oh,
Lester.
Two of us.
You
I
were born
you
in Michigan,
three
weren't you, Lester?
No, I said two
I was
of
born
us.
In Michigan.
Yeah, I was not
Renzi?
Born in Michigan.
See, I was born in Michigan, too.
I was born in Michigan.
Listen.
That hospital lame. Is not even there
it's
anymore.
It's like a health center.
I have no allegiance.
Back to Ohio State.
I have no allegiance to the state of Michigan other than one time we adopted a dog from there. Okay,
yeah.
That's my allegiance to the state of Michigan.
What kind of a dog was it?
The dog. Well, the dog. It doesn't matter what kind it is. It's in the road somewhere.
It was definitely a mutt. But yeah, let's go.
It's been rubbed into the pavement.
I will
pavement.
Share a story with you right now on one of the reasons I hate Ohio State. The main reason is they're fans. When they're in a big group together, they're the worst people in the world to be around. They are bad human beings. I don't care what anyone says.
For the most part.
I was in a bar one time with Lester. This is a true story. I don't know if he remembers this or not, but we were sitting at a bar, and Michigan was playing Wisconsin, and they had it on in the sports bar. If Michigan were to win and beat Wisconsin, Ohio State would win the Big Ten, okay? there were Ohio State fans in there rooting against Michigan because that's how fucking stupid they are.
Oh.
Do you remember that, Lester?
I remember that.
There was like a Roosters or something. Well, you
I love
there.
Roosters wings. Medium garlic.
See, now that would be something you could love about Ohio. You love Roosters wings.
Do you realize that Columbus is one big overgrown, pasteurized cow shit field?
Did not know that.
Ohio Stadium is built right on what used to be grasslands that is really and truly fertilized cow shit.
The wetlands.
That's
of
what
Columbus.
It is.
How do you fertilize cow shit?
It well.
You mean like it's fertile
like
ground?
It's fertile it's ground.
Scott
it's fertilized Scott. Because of cow shit.
Is that once every
what
quarter? Scott's fertilizer.
I don't think they bring
in falls. The most important.
I don't think they bring cows into the stadium anymore.
Well, I think they should.
I think they. Well,
you know what? That would make their that would make things a lot more interesting in Ohio Stadium if they brought fucking cows in there.
I don't know. I seen a lot of cows walking by the tailgate today.
Hey, I don't think he's talking about livestock here.
I have to say for all the reasons I may hate Ohio and Ohio State, I got to give props to Rufus. He definitely tackled Brutus, the Buckeye. He's a Buckeye.
Classic.
That was pretty awesome. Sweet. Yeah. Can you believe the guy wasn't even
he
from
wasn't
OU?
He wasn't even a Bobcat.
Yeah. Yeah. He I mean, he went there,
he was
but he
for
probably
a short
flailed
period of
out.
Time,
yeah.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, let's interview Rufus. Rufus, how did it feel to attend Ohio University and achieve your lifelong goal of beating the shit out of Brutus the Buckeye?
Well, actually, I'm a student at Hawking Tech.
It was my lifelong dream.
I go to Hawking Tech.
University at Hawking or whatever they call it now, Hawking College. Whatever
Hawking
it's called.
Tech.
Paul Bunyan High School.
Hey, is
Paul
it?
Paul Bunyan
what
High
is
School.
This, what is this, like November now? And it was, what, 70 today or something like
it was,
that?
It was.
I think
it
it's still like
today.
66 out. We're in Ohio, right?
We are in Ohio. You know, I have to admit, we don't sound like we hate Ohio. I'm just saying.
Well, yeah, we're
well this show
we
can
like
take
it.
A turn for the worse real quick.
I mean.
So why do we like Florida?
It was 70 degrees. It was very beautiful today.
And your yarmulke is pink.
And my yarmulke is pink.
It's true.
And the more he drinks, the farther it slides off his head.
I know. So I got to this is just a side note, Jew Bear, but
token?
I have to ask.
Jew.
Yes.
Is there a particular way that you are supposed to wear that? Because that just doesn't look right. I mean, it looks like you might be breaking some kind of rule.
Well, here, I'm going to take my headphones off and I'll show
pins?
You.
I don't have my bobby pins in with me.
Oh my god. You have to pin that shit to your
no.
head?
You gotta be like a female.
You know, you have to cover your head for God. If you
now I feel like an asshole.
I'm kinda confused.
It needs to go right on the back of your head, on the scalp here, so that
hides
no
the balding.
Yes. male pattern baldness.
What if
sense.
You're bald?
How do
you attach
take some
it?
Of your Jew money and get some hair replacement?
I wear a gold packet around my chest at all times. I don't spend it.
Okay, well, why is it pink? Why is your yarmulke pink?
He wears a
is
pink
this just
shirt.
A particular
maybe?
One? I mean, you wear.
I look pretty.
Jew Bear is
a
pretty. Jew Bear is pretty in Ohio.
It's that's the first funny. One I grabbed.
It was next to the Power Rangers one, and I made a conscious decision to grab the pink one.
You wanted to look good tonight?
I wanted to look real good.
I got you.
Even real though we're over the air, he wanted to look good.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Real good.
You never know.
Real good.
What the fuck is that? Oh,
that's a plane.
Yeah, right?
That's a 747.
All right. Well,
I'm
since
on a jet
since we don't really sound like we hate Ohio, let's try to find some things we like about Ohio. I'll throw one out there. I like Cedar Point.
Ooh,
I hate
I
that
do.
Place. Lester myself hates
wait.
That place.
Yeah, Lester.
Wait, what's your problem with Cedar Point,
dude? I get on the rides and I gotta then buy a $5 burger after every ride.
That's your choice.
It's an appetite thing. It's way too expensive. I guess I could put some Doritos in my pocket and carry them around with me, but I'm not really that fat.
Here's a true story about Lester at Cedar Point one time.
Oh, this is awesome.
We got off the Raptor. The Raptor was the first ride we rode. First one through the gate.
Awesome.
We get off the ride. We go to walk to the next one. He goes, dude, I'm done. I can't ride any more rides. He passed out on a park bench. He lays down on the stage. He goes, "Look, you guys go ahead and get in line for the next one, man. I'm done. I can't do anymore." And so we're like, well, whatever. We get off that ride, and he has passed out on this stage. We hadn't been drinking, smoking, nothing. He is out to the wind.
The best part of that was.
It took like a half an hour to wake him up.
I was the first to pass out on that stage. When I woke up, there was like 20 other people passed out on that stage. I was like, holy shit, look what I started here.
It was like one roller coaster stressed him out that much.
Works
he had for to lay
him,
down
works for me.
But who was the guy who was walking around
I can't
with
believe
his
I'm a leader.
Trying to go in onto the next rides.
That might be one of the hardest times I've ever laughed.
I guess I like Cedar Point because it's good for entertaining purposes. It's good to people watch.
Lester, I just want you to know you would not be invited into the Judas, the Jew thing.
Jew Bear with the pink hat will invite me in.
You spent money to go into Cedar Point. What was that, $60? $40?
Money
back. And you slept on the stage. That better have been the most comfortable stage you ever slept on. Ever.
It was nice.
He undid his fly. He undid his fly on one of the roller coasters we
were
on.
No, I gotta ask. Did you get it with your hands like down your pants when you're sleeping?
No,
on the stage?
No, it was just straightforward.
Like, unzipped it, pulled it apart.
So this is what you're doing. What do you call that with the spindle things or where you going through the queues? Yeah, you walk through there.
The
so you always see the same people over and over. I mean. You have like a 60-minute wait, and that's another reason I hate Cedar Point. So what better to do with your time than to
line
do something dumb?
Is not
it
a
was
sport.
So funny to watch the same people over and over again point out to their friends as we were coming past. Hey, check this. Look at that guy.
Lester was playing the elephant with his pants.
Oh, my God. It was so funny. And then Lester says, watch this. I'm going to zip it up this time around. So then he's
because more and more people were catching on.
So
then, they told all their friends, and I'm like, well, the friends that haven't seen it yet, I don't want them to see it.
So then we pass the same group of people, and you can see them getting ready to point Lester out to their friends, and they're like, oh, damn it, he zipped it. I mean, it was, and you did it on more than one ride. It was, oh, my God, I laughed so hard I cried.
It was so much fun. That did make Cedar Point worth it.
It was definitely a good human experience.
I feel like we're a jolly crew. We keep finding ways we like everything. We like
good
it
point.
All.
Yeah, we hated Ohio.
I hate Cedar Point. Well, it's kind of nice, actually.
it's a relaxing weekend.
Yeah.
You can go down and ride some coasters. Well, take the train around.
Well, kind of. He played with his penis standing in line for the coasters.
I play with my penis in my sleep. I just got to remind myself that it's there.
Who doesn't?
Phallus. Well.
Yes.
Yeah. Phallus is pretty quiet. He must hate and love Ohio.
I love Ohio.
He's so speechless about it.
Phallus is one of those dudes that doesn't talk a lot, but when he does, you better fucking listen, because it's going to be worth something.
That's right. We'll so right now, listen up.
I have a feeling.
I need a beer.
I have a feeling the haze in the room is one of the reasons this was such a jolly crew.
Ooh,
yes.
Uh-oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, that would be the lid to the cooler in the Phallus garage.
That's for Phallus.
Crack another one open here.
It sounds like
nice.
Thriller.
Nice. Who else needs a beer? Anybody else need a beer?
I am good at the moment.
I'll take one here in a few minutes.
All right.
Nice.
So what else do we think about Ohio? Since we're on the northern side
let's
hit some other spots up there.
Since this is Guys Drink a Beer, I'm going to tell you, I just thought of a real reason I don't like Ohio. You can't fucking buy Yuengling here.
Oh, yeah, good point.
How about that?
That actually does suck. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're on a show
devoted
to drinking
it's
beer.
It's only all right. The beer's only all right.
Yeah, but it's the novelty of it, though.
Do you really love it that much?
But why do they protest selling it to us? Is Ohio not good enough?
Wait a minute.
It's something about Congress.
What do you mean us?
I mean
Jews? Jews or Ohio, fellas?
Listen,
wait a minute. I have a question.
Stop playing the stereotype card.
Why is Captain Kushaw categorizing you?
Yeah, no kidding.
Come on, Kushaw. Take it easy.
Okay, here we go. Hey, Jew Bear.
Hey, Hitler, do you want to go to a Klan rally after this? Jesus.
No,
do you need a 4x4 for that?
Jew Bear.
Although Jew Bear
why
it is.
Why are you qualifying? Like, what do you mean?
I think you should chug a beer. That's too big of a word for this show.
You said qualify.
Chug-a-lug-a-lug-a-lug. I think the problem with Yingling is it's too intelligent for this group, but it's supply and demand. I mean,
yeah.
I think they just haven't. They don't have a big enough supply yet.
Qualifying.
Well, I gotta admit,
I'm still on qualifying.
The first time I had Yingling in college, I thought it was Asian. I did. I was like, this is from Pennsylvania, China. Like, what the? What do you mean?
Yingling, it's good, but it's buttery. Why does it taste like butter?
They could sell Yingling in Ohio, and I would be fine with my natural light.
That a boy. Hey, I'm gonna have a round of applause.
You know what? I'll give a round of applause. Light. You're getting closer. We'll invite you back. We'll invite you back.
Good Lord.
Cheap, good, and delicious.
Bush Light is even better.
Yeah.
Hey, can we get paid by these guys to talk about their beers?
Yeah, listen, good point, man.
Yingling's awesome. I love Yingling.
I just want to say that
Bush Light's my beer. I like Bush Light.
Earlier today, I attended a chili cook-off and tried 9 different types of chili and judged
and the room smells like it.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that's what that's about.
You should have smelled the house. Know.
I got a feeling this is coming from Captain Kushaw, if I know him.
No, that's me. That's me right there. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good thing it's you. It won't smell as long.
No, the captain left it in the house earlier.
Yeah.
He left it in there for Phallus's wife. Awesome.
I don't think she appreciated it.
Awesome. Take it.
Hey, you know, I do have another pot of chili in there. So a little later we can
tear it up. Where are the Coney dogs? Did you bring the Coney dogs?
Did you
bring the Coney dogs?
No dogs.
No Coney dogs.
It's not like nobody in this crowd is going to have the munchies in about 2 hours.
What are those?
I don't even know.
What the hell are you talking about?
Yes. Nice shot.
I would just point out
that there is a large trash bin in the Phallus garage where we are depositing cans, and that was a across the garage shot by the Jew Bear. Hey, Jew Bear, are there any Jewish professional athletes?
I don't know.
That's a yes.
That's a yes. That's a yes.
That is a yes. Well, we are very proud of the entire Israeli national soccer team made its first World Cup appearance. What kind?
They have a soccer team.
They have a whole soccer league, but they're so cheap they all share one ball.
Oh, and there's the chili.
Dude, you need to get a yarmulke that looks like a soccer ball.
That's out the center console.
I would be too afraid. I do live in Bexley, which is a ridiculous suburb of Columbus. But my fear is in the Golden Ghetto that I live in. If I wore a soccer ball on my head, they'd come after me. They would come after me.
Not your group, Lester, right?
Not my crowd. Yeah. Excuse me, I still have a little bit of stuff in my lungs.
Thank you very much.
Anybody else like a beer?
No, thank you.
Good one. Nice.
I'm going to make a stand up again in about 30
seconds.
It's more fun that way.
Hey, are we going back to Jews or going back to Ohio?
It's always a.
Yeah, why are we picking on Jew Bear?
It's a little hard to get over the fact that you're a Jew. You're wearing a pink yarmulke.
Yeah, it kind of sticks out.
Is it awkward?
Yeah, it's a little bit.
Are you uncomfortable?
All right. It's par for the course.
So let's answer the athlete thing and move on to Ohio, maybe.
All right.
We have a soccer team.
All right, let's get back to Ohio. Does anybody else want to talk about Ohio?
I do, because I think it's very important. One of the things I think at least, you know, some people can appreciate.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell Jew Bear's talking about, but
Southeastern
really
Ohio. That's what I'm talking.
There's nothing going on.
And I'm talking about the dude.
I think we just need to go out and have a good time.
The dude. I'm talking about
Go ahead.
The dude.
Yeah.
The dude. What's the dude?
Wyatt?
It's really Ohio University. It's the dude. I like it about Ohio.
It's the dude?
It's the dude.
Oh, it's like
it's
the
not
shit.
The Bobcat?
It's,
like
it's the
shit.
Whip.
The whip.
It's
I got
the
you.
Whip. Uh-huh. It's the okay. Snap, the whip.
Of what?
Snap.
Wow.
Snap.
I got to say, I must be not hip. I'm a little unaware of the lingo.
No, it's the snap.
It's the snap. Bitches. Damn.
Hey,
damn.
can we just have a nice salute to Phallus for mixing the microphones nicely.
Hey,
here.
Hey, Phallus.
Is,
it's going to sound like shit.
This is a perfectly
cheers.
Mixed episode of Guys Drinking Beer.
We're
going to
see what happens.
Yeah. No, I'm watching it, dude. It's spot on.
Sweet.
Spot on. We're going to see what happens.
So what happens down there in
Bush?
In Ohio University?
In the bush?
I've been down there a few times.
I
just drive in, and then everything disappears until I'm driving out.
Here's what happens for me. When I drive in, okay, I find myself at Bush Hall, a real dorm, by the way. Used to be back in the day.
Well, first of all, I stopped before there. Whenever
the pit stop
Captain Kushaw and I go, we would stop at...
stopped at Nelsonville, the drive-thru.
Drive-thru
capital of the world down there.
That drive-thru was like
the
a big
pit stop,
hit
the pit
for
stop,
us.
I think it was called. Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope that whole fucking city burns down.
It's pretty close because I don't think it's going to last much longer.
So we would drive in and start drinking after at that point from there on.
We don't condone drinking and driving.
No,
but it's
true.
Only 15 miles. No, we were tearing it up, man. You can't get hammered in 15 miles.
And I'll tell you, it's more fun to go the back way. Because
we
curves.
Tried.
All right, well, we're at the point we could take a music break.
We're going to take a half-hour break.
Hey, maybe when we come back, we can talk about some, like, Ohio comfort foods or something.
That's true. We
comfort
could,
foods.
We could talk about
dude.
Fucking food.
That's some good shit in Ohio.
Lester, I am very impressed with you right now.
Maybe when we come back or something.
Let's do that. So we'll go.
The McRib.
Oh, I have a great McRib story.
I will never eat one.
I can't wait to come back.
You're missing out. It's a disgusting thing.
I can't wait to come.
Listen. Phallus,
on your back.
Fade in.
That's so gross.
Hey, Phallus, this is your facility here, but if you continue to badmouth the McRib, I'm going to have to take you off the show.
You and
I'm
your faculty
saying.
Will be removed from the press.
Hey, you know, it doesn't sound bad to go grab like 10 McRibs right now.
I had three the other day.
That'd
lunch.
Be two of
really?
Yeah, they're free.
Oh
yeah, they're free. I said, eat as many as you want. I said, having three.
So let's come back to some Ohio comfort
food.
Why
wouldn't
you?
Remove from wrapper.
I think
place
of apple
toilet.
Pie and ice cream. The McRib. What the shit?
Some barbecue sauce.
McRib equals hot pocket.
All right, we will go to break and we will come back and we'll talk about some food and some Ohio comfort food.
McRib.
Phallus.
Okay, since it is Phallus' facility, Phallus picks the music break. What are we going to break to tonight, Phallus?
We're gonna go to break to California Love.
All right, it's Dr. Dre, Tupac, California Love. It's Guys Drinking Beer. We'll be right back.
The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Like a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state where the bomb ass hemp be. The state where you never find a dance floor empty and pimp speed. On a mission for them greens. Lean, mean, money making machines serving fiends. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since honeys was wearing Sassoon. Now it's 95 and they clock me and watch me. Diamond shining, looking like a Rob Liberace. It's all good. Diego to the Bay, your city is the bomb if your city making pain. Throw up a finger if you feel the same way. Straight putting it down for California, yeah.
California, 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 California,
everybody. My name's Tracy Morgan. I'm a black dude. You're listening to a bunch of white guys. It's guys drinking beer. Mama say, mama say, mama kusa. I'm personal friends with Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Welcome back to episode number 6 of Guys Drinking Beer, live on location from the Phallus Garage. It's Nate Dogg, along with Captain Kushaw, Jupiter, Phallus,
we're
and Lester.
Ah, great to be back.
We appreciate everybody who has logged on to guysdrinkingbeer.podomatic.com and listened to the other episodes and this one. We appreciate that. Before we go any further, I want to say a quick congratulations and round of applause for Captain Kushaw for moving to the lead for the most number of appearances.
Nice,
so far
Kushaw.
Look at him. Look at him.
Number one.
Congratulations.
Fuck you, miserable bastard.
Uh-oh. Miserable bastard ain't got shit.
Yeah, he's going to be pissed about this.
He's like local to this stuff, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you're like out of town.
You are now in first place. Congratulations.
I just used like twice.
Shit happens. You have to have the best people on. That's all I say.
Enjoy your position.
So would
top.
You call yourself not only a groupie, but maybe the ringleader? You follow him from town to town?
He's
to
almost like
show.
A co-host, I think.
I was going to say, that's awesome.
I don't have to follow him. They follow me.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That how
awesome.
It works?
You want to do guys drinking beer? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come my way.
Come my way. I'm here. You know where I am.
So here we
you
are.
For sure. There's a lot of come your way.
Anyway.
Splat.
Splat. Who said splat?
Lester.
So we were talking about Ohio foods.
Yeah, so in the first half of the show, we were talking about Ohio.
Comfort food.
Yes,
Ohio.
Comfort food.
Anything
yeah.
Ohio.
Yeah, and so in the second half of the show, Lester
we
suggested
have good
that
good
we,
prostitutes.
That we talk about comfort food, which is going to lead
sluts
into food
in,
general.
Is that cooler working?
next to the pool.
Next
to the pool.
Who needs a fresh one to get this half going? Me.
I think we all could use a good fresh second round. I was a little disappointed last
Bud
session.
Bud Light coming.
With the Any lack light? Of. No, I want the Bush. Give me the Bush. I like Bush.
Vagina.
President Bush. Nice.
Oh, man. That was
that
a good one.
Bad.
That was good.
Who's drinking bear?
All right. So we're going to talk about food and some comfort food in the second half of the program. Lester, I'll let you start it out because. It was your idea to talk about some comfort food. I noticed you were eating some chili.
Oh, the chili from the tailgate today. We had the chili cook-off. It was awesome. That little pig feet in that chili that I had a little bit ago. But anyways.
Well, when you say
he's
commentating. Pig's feet in the chili.
It
was awesome down here.
It was awesome.
We had a little bit of pig's toes.
If it's a little chili,
hey, just keep going.
I don't know much about food, and
are
I don't know how you cook it.
Technically? I can give me some chitlins.
I don't know how you cook it, but there was pig feet in it. That's what they told me.
Foot is pretty gross.
Pig's feet, pig's foot. Who knows?
I like bacon.
I like bacon.
The only thing I ever smelled was pickled pig's feet and old school bar.
But
and I always saw those on cartoons.
God, pickled.
But
pig's
what
feet.
Is Ohio comfort food? Maybe some meatloaf.
Apple pies
is good.
Apple pies.
Meatloaf's definitely, I think, a comfort food.
Apple pies.
Apple pies. Not just apple pie. You like apple pies.
Man, no, well, think about it. Ohio is one of the biggest states for Johnny Appleseed.
That's
you know?
Where he's from. Cheese
yeah.
That was almost related to him. My grandma almost married his direct descendant. That's a true story.
No, cheeseburger. Your grandma was a whore.
He ended up falling out of a walnut tree instead of an apple tree, though.
But he planted all these wonderful apples. All around the state.
Man,
of
I had
Ohio.
Some apple pie today. Let me tell you what that I would kill angels for.
Yeah, I mean, see what I'm saying?
I ain't kidding you,
Ohio.
Man. It was
Ohio apple pie.
It was the best apple pie I've ever tasted.
That was some damn good shit.
How many people did you tell that it was so bad though?
I kept telling people it was gross so they wouldn't eat it.
Did you really?
Yeah. I totally
it.
Did.
I
and the sad
that.
Part was nobody believed us, so everybody ate it.
Everybody ate
fuckers.
It,
what are you gonna do?
The fuckers.
So McRib is back.
Yeah. Oh, God.
That's not comfort food, is it?
Yeah, it is.
I mean,
for
it's seasonal.
Makes me feel comfortable.
Well, why is it seasonal? I mean, ribs are good year-round.
It's like Yuengling beer. They make the McRib once in a while, so then people
gross.
Buy it.
How do they get the right to call it a rib? I mean, doesn't that actually
like ribs?
I was gonna say, doesn't that actually imply that it would be meat?
No.
Do they put meat in
it's
there?
It's fake rib.
I don't know what the hell it is, but I think it's a a great.
It
great
can be made out of poop. I don't care. It tastes good.
It's a great piece of pork.
Slather some sauce
Never.
On it. And put it in a bun.
It has pickles and onions, dickhead.
Who wants pickles and onions on ribs?
Somebody
so
who wants
hey,
a
listen.
Spot in his forehead. I see the picture of that.
You guys want to hear my McRib story? This actually, this nice. Happened this week. This is a true story.
Montgomery.
So McDonald's brought in McRib sandwiches to feed us, and they just like sacks of McRibs, right? Well, most of like the salespeople, most of the salespeople in my building, they don't like them and stuff. So they said, eat as many as you want. So I ate three at work and took one home in a sack. Somehow in that process,
sounds dirty.
Somehow in that process, I got
way to add the
barbecue
sack.
Sauce right here between my eyes.
I bagged one in the sack.
See, so you looked like the Indian. The
yeah,
dot
I looked like an feather. Indian. Yeah. I was like, oh, I love the McRib sandwich. I want to go
it's
to
like
the McDonald's.
Stain. No salt, no
so
salt.
You So anyway,
shut up, jerk.
So a girl comes into the studio to have her picture taken with me because she won money from us, and I take a picture. I have no idea. I have barbecue sauce on my forehead. I have a 10-minute conversation with our receptionist. I go in the bathroom. I'm like, what is on my forehead? Barbecue sauce, right?
You licked it.
I did. I ate it. I ate the whole spot of McRib sauce off my head. I'm not letting that go to waste.
How long was it there? 10, 15 minutes?
Like an hour.
Oh, God.
This
delicious.
Sauce is good.
God, I love when it's
so
dry.
I went back to the receptionist. I said, I'm never trusting you again. She said, why? I said, I just sat here and talked to you for 10 minutes with barbecue sauce on my forehead, and you did not tell me. And she goes, Honestly, you were the right way in the light. I didn't see it. I'll Photoshop it out. The next day, guess what? Not Photoshopped. I'm on the radio station website with barbecue sauce and on Facebook on my forehead. At that point, I was like, leave it. That's some funny shit.
Right.
So I get on my Twitter account and I tweet, I was just photographed with McRib sauce on my forehead and I'm not even ashamed.
That's you should. She hit McDonald's up for advertising.
I know. Well, rides. An hour later, I get an email. The McRib sandwich is following me on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Must be like some kind of search if somebody puts something.
That's exactly what it is, but don't ruin it for me.
No matter what, you still had barbecue sauce on your forehead.
That's right, and I was not ashamed.
And what that leads to is when you have shit on your face or in your teeth or something. Why don't people
shit?
Good point. Shit. I shouldn't use shit, but wow. Why don't people tell you that it's there? That's what I don't get.
Because it's
too
bad to be around you because you have shit.
Shit rhymes
shit.
With dirt.
Good forehead.
If you've got shit,
sewage.
Hey.
So
that's
anyway, I know what you're saying because I always tell people, and I want people to tell me. Don't talk to me for 10 minutes if I have something in my teeth and pretend
on,
not to
know.
Stare at it.
Right.
Yeah,
you know?
Like
people
today,
like wipe their face. I'm like, I have something on my face.
Today,
like wiping their
I
nose.
I fucking hate Ohio.
Today, Nate Dogg shows up at the tailgate with Captain Kushaw.
Well, that's
and he
really
walks
Ohio.
Up. I'm like, dude, you got white shit all around your mouth.
He told me right off. He said, you got white shit up here.
Okay, maybe it's just above his mouth. But either way,
toothpaste. Hey,
that's
I don't know.
That's awkward.
Toothpaste. Come on, really? Well, you look at Kushaw there.
We're men drinking beers. Okay, just
it was
guys, dudes.
dudes.
Listen, it was toothpaste. I would say it was something else, but I don't want to make Phallus mad.
Weird.
It was toothpaste, all right?
Brilliant.
Weird.
Listen, Lester told me I had it on my lip, and I went like this. And it tasted like mint, so I'm going with toothpaste.
It's Crest.
Wait, what'd you do? I couldn't see it. You need a...
Crest.
Oh, there you go.
That's
boy.
It.
Atta boy.
Got it.
Atta boy. Beer.
Who wants some chicken and noodle over mashed potatoes? That's got to be a comfort food.
Oh, I could eat that now.
Yeah, but is that an Ohio thing? I mean, are we talking about Ohio comfort foods?
Yeah.
Well, what would that be?
I don't know.
I mean, I can tell you what.
Corn.
Lester's grandma makes some mean ass biscuits and gravy.
Ooh.
And your mom,
well,
I guess. Be
oh, we got
mom.
Well,
your
we got
point.
We got down in Rio Grande, Bob Evans. Down on the farm.
Down on the
Rio Grande, you mean?
Rio Grande.
Rio. Rio. Grande.
Yeah, but that's not what they call it. Not what they...
Rio Grande.
You know what? I think Ohio is the capital of the world for stupid-ass names like Hurricane instead of Hurricane.
we really have
that's in West Virginia,
that's
but
West
it's close
Virginia.
Enough. I know, but it's close enough. We, you know, we have, though? Pedro, Ohio. Pedro.
What?
Pedro. Not Pedro. No, Pedro. And we also have Patriot.
No, you don't.
And we have Tornado. What yes,
about,
we do.
What about Lancaster?
Yes, we do. Well, that's British. Oh. That you know. That is
the Redcoats. The Redcoats.
Patriot. There's a bunch more. There's a bunch more on that list.
Yeah, go ahead.
You remind me of some producer in the other room, like, talking at me through my headphones. I don't like it.
All clear.
Yeah. Go ahead, clear for takeoff, Route 61.
You know what would be cool if we had a toilet on guys drinking beer?
I know.
Because that could really go right now.
Nice.
That might be the best part I've ever heard of guys drinking beer. He's throwing that at you.
Hot cup of soup coming your way. Hot cup of soup.
And Fallas puts the bucket out for him.
That was nice.
Hey, somebody, listen.
Smells
as long
delish.
As on the next episode I don't have that microphone, it's fine with me.
Well, it's the easiest
yeah,
one
I'm
to find.
I'm taking this one home.
Mark that for disposal.
Oh, that smelled good.
Pig's toes.
Toss it.
Yummy.
That just squeaked
that is
right
easily
off
the best part in guys drinking beer history.
That just squeaked right off the cooler, didn't it?
I think the cooler lid is gone.
Wait, let me check. There might be a burn hole through it. You know, the ice is still in there, and everything looks good. No burn hole.
Ready for takeoff.
We need a waka 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 button. Waka waka waka.
After these messages, we get right back.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
I love you, Mary Jane.
All right, so what's next?
Hey, that's not gonna close this program.
Yes, we were.
I think I'm to the point where if I fart again, I might shit my pants.
Dude, you better get it on microphone.
That a boy, Lester.
You better get it on microphone.
I might shard it.
Beep.
Shard. Shard
peanut
it.
Butter
listen, can you please not sit on the beer cooler if you're going to shart?
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah, that's foul.
Definitely not going to shart. I might just go drop a load in the yard of Phallus's lawn.
That's fine. Be careful for the other dog poop.
I've seen it. He will poop in the yard. There are plenty. It has happened.
That's fine.
I have no problem walking on my hands and pooping.
how do we actually wrap up the show? We started out very deliberate. Our topic is things we hate about Ohio.
Yeah.
Where the hell are we?
That explains Ohio. Great.
Doves.
This is the way every episode has gone so far.
Hey,
it really is.
Fallas, I'd like to, before we leave tonight, say thank you one more time.
Yes.
For your wonderful.
Thank you to Fallas for letting us
have you great.
I mean, do you realize looking around, he has the most stacked man cave in here.
Yeah, I would think this was Sean Connery's garage. Yeah.
Diverse amount of shit. Packed into one building.
See, it always comes back to the poop.
Hey, at least there was a place to sit and do this show.
Yeah. So and here's the best part, fellas. If we get drunk and pass out here, there's a nice box spring in your rafters.
Yeah.
That's true.
Climb our happy asses right there. Story. Sleep? No.
All right, so I think we are done here tonight.
Yes, sir.
On behalf of Captain Kushaw, Jew Bear, Fallas, and Lester, I'm Nate Dogg.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to Guys Drinking Beer. We'll see you next time. 2022, this is the winter ticket at the grocery store. I wish someone would